This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup in the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes to the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Schappe is in the box. Aiden Schappe down at first. Raylan Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the strike by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away. Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned 2 state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Schappe on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dugout empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division 4 state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits. Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits. And Aiden Schappe had 3 hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125. Going into the 6th, Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school baseball fans, or I should say good late afternoon. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Bonus coverage here tonight from Dayton Dragons Day Air Park. High school game featuring the Houston Wildcats and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. It should be a fine contest. Each team playing much better baseball now than it did early in the season. Overall in the campaign, Lehman Catholic 8-9, 5-8 in the Three Rivers Conference. Lehman has lost 4 of its last 6, but the Cavaliers were beaten by Troy Christian 3-2 on Friday. Milton Union 1-0 on Saturday. Close, but no cigar, as you might say. But Lehman Catholic has been extremely competitive under first-year head coach Mark Brunswick here in the past few weeks. Houston Wildcats mentor is Dan Barker in his 5th season. Houston 4-15 on the campaign, 2-9 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Houston has been beaten in 5 of its last 6. knocked off Anna on the road last Friday, 12-1. Three unearned runs scored by Fort Loramie against Houston were the difference last night as the Wildcats fell to the Redskins by a score of 5-2. Lehman Catholic is next to last in the Three Rivers Conference. As I said, a mark of 5-8 in conference play. Bethel is on top at 11-2, followed by Milton Union, Troy Christian, and Riverside at 8-5, 7-5, and 6-5. Likewise, Houston in the next to last spot in the Shelby County Athletic League, a 2-9 SCAL record. Fort Loramie 11-0, Rushi 10-1 sit atop the SCAL, and they collide on Thursday, Bryant, a game we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. It moved to Rushi first time around a few weeks ago. Fort Loramie won at the Redskins baseball complex. 6-1 winner was Fort Loramie. Shapes up as a very interesting game on Thursday night. Looking forward to it. Also so pleased here this evening, Bryant, to experience, what, close to 70 degrees here at this hour. Wind blowing straight in from the north like it was way back on April 1st, I think we were here, for Versailles and Rushi. And it was blowing straight in from the north, but it was 50 degrees cooler.
Yes, you're not exaggerating much there, too. And, of course, I don't think we saw the sun at all that day. It is beautiful today. Great day for a baseball game. Great day for a baseball game. Easy for me to say. And, yeah, that game on Thursday between Rushi and Fort Loramie should be fun. The tournament draw is all set. It didn't matter too much, the draw, for those two teams because their toughest opponents before you get to regionals, when they could face each other again in a regional semifinal, both advance, their toughest opponents are probably in their sectional. They have state-ranked Newton and state-ranked Bradford in that upper Dayton Division IV sectional. Rushi likely will have to beat Newton to get out to a district final, and Fort Loramie likely will have to beat Bradford to get out to a district final. So that'll be a fun tournament run, and bunch of fun baseball coming up here, including this one today. Two teams I think are pretty evenly matched. They have some good pitching despite their records not being over 500. So this should be interesting to see decent pitchers going at each other.
Yeah, comparable earned run averages. Corbin Schmiesing, a sophomore, on the mound for Lehman. Luke Beaver, a senior, hurls for Houston. They're both right around the 2.7, 2.8 ERA mark. It could be a low-scoring, quickly played game. Who knows? The two teams sport batting averages down around the 280 mark, so neither club has pounded the ball with a big stick this year. Speaking of tournament play, as you noted a moment ago, Bryant, in Division IV, Lehman plays Mississinewa Valley on Monday at Lehman. The winner advances to play Fort Loramie on Wednesday. Houston in Division III is at Valley View on Monday. The winner gets Indian Lake on Wednesday. Beautiful night for high school baseball. We are at the site of the Dayton Dragons, Day Air Park in downtown Dayton. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. It is Lehman Catholic and Houston going at it. We've got starting lineups in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureComm in Minster. SecureComm. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing once again here at the Dayton Dragons Day Air Park. 10 minutes or so away from the start of this high school baseball game tonight between Lehman Catholic and Houston. Last 2 years, these two clubs have met. Houston won both times. Final scores 7-5 last season, 9-8 Houston 2 years ago. As I mentioned previously, fifth year for head coach Dan Barker at Houston. He went to 9-15 in 2019, of course, no season in 2020. 10-16 a couple years ago, 13-14 last year. I'd like to note that Hardin-Houston's Wall of Honor has inducted Gary Mays. It happened earlier this year. A big shout-out to Gary and all of his friends and family. A 1986 graduate of Houston High School. Upon graduation, Gary attended the University of Dayton, where he received his bachelor's degree in sports management and business marketing. He's worked in the sports entertainment industry, primarily as a baseball exec with the Mandalay Baseball Properties and the Dayton Dragons professional baseball team for the past 20 years. And during his career in the sport of baseball, Gary has represented 10 different minor league organizations and worked with some of the top major league franchises, such as the New York Yankees, Seattle Mariners, and Cincinnati Reds. Gary currently resides in Washington Township in Centerville with his wife Diane and three children, Elijah, Hannah, and Silas. And when not at a baseball game himself, Gary enjoys being a spectator and cheering his kids on at their many sporting events at Xavier, Alter High School, and St. Charles. A big salute and a shout-out to Gary Mays, new inductee, Harden Houston Wall of Honor. Starting lineups are up next when we come back. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing at Dayton Dragons Day Air Ballpark. Houston versus Lehman Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Here are your starting lineups for this evening's game between Houston and Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers, the visiting team on the scoreboard, will lead off with Hayden Seaver behind the plate, a senior. Batting second, Turner Lachey, shortstop, freshman. Seth Kennedy, third baseman, junior, is in the third spot. J.D. Barhorst, junior first baseman, bats fourth. Ethan Stiver, junior second baseman, fifth. Batting sixth, David Brunner, right fielder, a senior. Batting seventh, starting pitcher, Corbin Schmiesing. He is a sophomore. Batting eighth is junior left fielder, Seth Kanapke. Batting ninth is the center fielder, a senior, Nathan Solman. For the Houston Wildcats, the pitcher, Luke Beaver, will lead off. He is a senior. Batting second, Luke Krim, shortstop, freshman. Rusty Vandenhuvel, catcher, junior, batting in the third spot. Ethan Dienhart, left fielder, junior, bats fourth. Batting fifth, Jacob Mormon, senior, third baseman. Hitting sixth, Jeff List is the first baseman, sophomore for Houston. Batting seventh, Reagan Steiner, center fielder, a sophomore. Batting eighth, A.J. Edwards, sophomore second baseman, and batting ninth is Tanner Voisard, right fielder, and a sophomore. Starting lineups for these two clubs. Houston will take the field first in just a few minutes, and Lehman will swing the bats initially. We'll return with the first pitch upcoming in just a few minutes. Houston and Lehman from the Dayton Dragons Day Air Park on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. There are key building components for these two clubs tonight. The pitchers, oh, are they important? We expect a fairly low-scoring game. A couple of hurlers with ERAs of well under three going at it. Sophomore Corbin Schmiesing of Lehman Catholic and senior Luke Beaver of Houston. Those are the key building components. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. First pitch is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
What a beautiful night for high school baseball. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing. We are at the Dayton Dragons Day Air Park in downtown Dayton. Splendid weather conditions, bright blue sky overhead. You've got to look far and long to see even the hint of a cirrus cloud way off to the north. Wind blowing in from the north. Houston Wildcats attired in the red jerseys, gray hats, white pants. And the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers in the Lehman blue jerseys with some black trim, gold numbers, gray pants. Field conditions here, super. Back on April 1st when we covered the Versailles Rushi game, a little shoddy appearing, some brown.
Yes.
Growth was not in real strong at that time. It had been so chilly. But a gorgeous green playing surface here at the Dayton Dragons Day Air Park here for late May baseball action. And we are so privileged to be at the Dragons facility to bring you coverage of tonight's game between the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers and the Houston Wildcats. Lehman Catholic against Luke Beaver will send up Hayden Seaver, Turner Lachey, who, by the way, is batting well over 450 on the year. The young freshman has been hitting at a terrific pace, batting third, Seth Kennedy in the Lehman Catholic lineup to start off against Beaver. Defensively for Houston, from third to first, Jacob Mormon at third, Luke Krim at short, the second baseman A.J. Edwards, Jeff List is at first. Outfield left to right, Ethan Deanhart is in left. In center field is Reagan Steiner. And in right is Tanner Voisard. The battery, Beaver on the mound, and Rusty Vandenhuvel is doing the catching. And Hayden Seaver, who's had a fine season at the plate, steps in to start it off for Lehman Catholic. Seaver on the campaign, hitting .327. Outfield plays Seaver a little bit around to the right. Deanhart deep and left for Houston against Lehman's first hitter, who is Seaver. Female public address announcer inspiring the crowd with the energetic announcement about Seaver stepping into the box. The first pitch by Luke Beaver, low and away, outside, ball one. Houston Wildcats, by way of record on the season, 4-15, 2-9 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Ball two, no strikes. 2-0 on Seaver. Beaver misses low and away again. That ball was in the left-hand batter's box. Good backup work behind home plate by Vandenhoevel, the Houston catcher, who snatches a pitch there on the outside corner, waist high for a strike. And that's Beaver's first bullseye. And it's 3-1 on Seaver for Lehman to start the game. There's a fastball just an inch upstairs, ball four, and Seaver is aboard. And we'll see what Lehman head coach Mark Brunswick has in store here. Turner Lachey, left-hand batter for Lehman, freshman, feet spread apart, slightly open stance. Don't know that they would bunt him and take the bat out of his hands. He has been hitting at a stellar pace. He looks at one up and in for ball one. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Lachey for Lehman. Seaver at first, no out, top of the first. Good secondary lead for Seaver as Lachey looks at a breaking ball on the outside corner. Backdoor slider or curve caught the edge, and the count on Lachey is 1-1. Outfield pulled to the right for Lachey. As Tanner Voisard in right field for Houston is only about 20 feet from the right field stripe. Center fielder Reagan Steiner moving over to right center. Pitch to the plate results in a throw down to second, and it gets away from Houston shortstop, rolls into short center. Seaver is second, or is on second, I should say, with a stolen base. The pitch to the plate was ball two on Lachey. So now a runner in scoring position for Lehman. 2-1 on Lachey. Beaver looks back at second, and Lachey fouls to the screen, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2-2.
That's one of the first swings we've seen today. Beaver so far has not given the hitters much reason to swing.
Scoring threat for Lehman here in the top of the first inning. Hugging the line at third is Jacob Mormon, even with the bag. That one by Beaver got away from him, way up and away. And the count is now 3 balls and 2 strikes on Lachey. So having thrown more than 10 pitches in the first two hitters, Beaver comes back full count to Lachey, who swings and clips a foul to the screen. He hangs tough at 3-2. Center fielder now for the Houston Wildcats, Steiner, has moved way over into right center, an acre of room in left center.
Yes.
Fouled away again by Lachey, who continues to spoil pitch after pitch after pitch.
And Steiner at this point is almost in right. I don't even know if you can call it right center, Jack. He is way over there.
Yep, scouting report on Lachey is he pulls the ball. 3-2 pitch way up top, ball four. Lachey on board with a walk after a stolen base from Hayden Seaver of Lehman, who had walked. And now Seth Kennedy, the third baseman, steps in for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, hitting .333 on the year. Top four or five hitters in the Lehman Catholic lineup sport very good batting averages. Beaver fires, fake bunt attempt, batter pulls the bat back. Runner on second, digs for third. Throw down there, a one hopper, safe. And Lehman Catholic has him at second and third. Fake bunt, double steal. As Houston might have been caught a little off guard, Beaver didn't pay enough attention to Seaver back at second. Here's a pitch grounded to short. It is through into left field. A run scores. Runner on second advances to third. Ground ball single through the left side by Seth Kennedy. Shortstop for Houston roamed to his right. Luke Krim tried to backhand the ball deep on the dirt part of the diamond. Could not do it. Ball slithered under his glove. Run scoring single. Lehman plays station to station. Seaver scores from third base. Lachey now around to third. First and third. There's a ball smashed hard back through the box as the pitcher Beaver reached down, couldn't spear it. Another single for Lehman. Runners at first and second with no one away here in the top of the first inning, as that was J.D. Barhorst, the first baseman, who was hitting a 290 on the year. And Barhorst pasted a ball right back up the box on the first pitch from Beaver. Two runs in, 2-0 Lehman, top of the first inning. Here's Ethan Stiver, the second baseman, and he looks at a pitch. It's a ball. Well, Beaver's been really sharp here in the last few weeks for Houston. Not off to a good beginning here today against Lehman Catholic. Two on and nobody out. Pitch to Stiver. Pop bunt along the first baseline. The first baseman fields, and there's a race for the bag, and Houston beats the runner by an eyelash. Good play by Jeff List as he came from his position to field it, and then he twisted and turned, dashed to first base. Almost nipping him at the wire was Stiver, but it does go down as a good sack bunt. Runners are at second and third for Lehman with one out here in the top of the first inning. Here is David Brunner lifting a towering fly ball to right center field. Houston makes the catch. Runner on third tags and scores easily. Runner on second moves up to third, and Lehman's on top 3-0 with two down now here in the top of the first inning. Fine play in right center by Steiner for Houston. He was fighting the breeze, which was taking the ball away from him toward right. And that's a Sunfield as well. Next batter for Lehman Catholic hits a chopper up the first baseline, foul.
Well, Beaver has been getting pitches into the strike zone now, and Lehman has come out swinging quickly, Jack.
Yep.
And they are swinging good. Cavaliers now focused on trying to get Barhorst in from third here. They'd love to be able to get one more run in before the end of this inning.
Corbin Schmiesing, Lehman Catholic's pitcher, looks at a called strike on the outside corner after fouling one away, and it's 0-2 on Schmiesing. Here is Beaver winding, firing, fastball up and away for a ball, 1-2. Lehman Catholic has scored three thanks to two hits, a couple of walks, a sack fly, a stolen base. There's a bouncing ball to the plate. Good block behind home by the catcher Vandenhuvel for Houston. Well, if that ball gets out of the dirt, if it leaves the circle around home plate, goes to the grass, Lehman might have been able to score another run from third. Here is the pitch by Beaver. Swing and a miss by Schmiesing on a low outside slider or two-seamer. He is out on strikes. But Lehman Catholic does damage in the top of the first. The Cavaliers get three on two hits. We go to the bottom of the first. Lehman 3, Houston nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Perhaps some first inning pitching jitters for Luke Beaver of Houston. He got behind. He walked the first two men from Lehman he faced. And then he was tagged for a couple of singles that were really shot to the outfield. And Lehman Catholic with a sack fly concluded the scoring for three runs. Houston comes to bat bottom of the first, Bryant.
Yeah, that inning went down. Three earned runs on two hits and two walks. Beaver had 24 pitches in that inning, just 13 of which were strikes. And as you noted through the first two batters, Jack, he had over 10 pitches then, and most of those were balls. So he definitely had some jitters early. We will see if he can settle down. We have seen that several times this year where pitchers have had rough first innings and then settled down afterwards. Something pretty common in baseball.
Now, Corbin Schmiesing, young right-hander, sophomore, on the bump for Lehman Catholic. First batter for Houston is Schmiesing's opposing pitcher here today, Luke Beaver for Houston, who steps in and looks at a breaking ball, which hooked in and over for strike one. Infield up at third in the person of Kennedy for Lehman. Another breaking pitch upstairs, 1-1. Luke Beaver, Luke Krim, Rusty Vandenhoevel for Houston here in the top of the first inning. We'll check Lehman defensively in a moment. 1-1 pitch by Schmiesing is popped up foul to the right side, curling out of play beyond the Wildcats dugout. 1-2 on Beaver. Catcher for Lehman, Hayden Seaver on the mound is Corbin Schmiesing. Seth Kennedy at third, Turner Lachey at short, Ethan Stiver at second, J.D. Barhorst at first. There's a ball ripped on one hop to short. Nice play of a Lehman Catholic. The throw is rifled on for the out. Turner Lachey stayed right with it. Ball was tagged by Beaver, but he's out 6-3. And here's Luke Krim for the Wildcats. Thanks to our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. There are several. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, number one in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group, one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the area. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, your financial partner serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. The count on Krim, a ball and a strike, as he takes the first two pitches. Sneaking way in at third is Kennedy for Lehman Catholic. Outfield moderately deep here for Krim, who has been swinging the bat extremely well lately. He's been hot. That's why he's up there in the two hole. He peers at one high and inside, 2-1 count. Schmiesing fires, and the ball is bounced sharply to third. Good play by Kennedy of Lehman. And he loops the throw across the diamond to J.D. Barhorst for the out. And Krim is retired for Houston 5-3. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, Francis Manufacturing, which is new. We say hello to Superior Aluminum in Rushi and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi as well. Make your gift ideas come to life with the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And these Fort Loramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires. They are with us all season long, getting bonus coverage here tonight. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&A, Geyer's, and Tom and Jerry's with us this evening as well. Bonus coverage of high school baseball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Two out for Houston, bottom of the first. Lehman leads Houston 3-0. Count 1-1 in Vandenhoevel, who looks at a pitch right at the letters for strike two called. 1-2. Center fielder for Lehman Catholic is extremely deep. Nathan Solman, Bryant, is almost lost out there. He blends in with the deep center field fence. I couldn't find him. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Good pitching by Schmiesing. He economizes his throws in the top of the first, and Houston is out in order. We go to the second. Lehman Catholic 3, Houston nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Hey, serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, has a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, dining room sets, bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. West Michigan in Sydney. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers hit against Houston's Luke Beaver in the top of the second inning. And the count is a ball and a strike. Swing and a miss here by Seth Kanapke, eight-hole hitter for Lehman. He starts the second after the Cavaliers set up seven in the top of the first inning to plate three. There's a strike on the inside corner called by the plate umpire. Kanapke turned away, but it was in there, one and two. The throw by Beaver is under the chin of Kanapke, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Beaver, like Schmiesing, working very quickly. There's a bender, a low outside curveball. Kanapke didn't fish, and the count goes full at 3-2. Third baseman even with the bag. Now he retreats. 3-2 pitch by Beaver is high. Ball four. As Kanapke looked it over and took it, it was out of the zone. And for the second straight inning, Lehman opens up with a walk.
You mentioned how efficient Schmiesing was in the bottom of the first for Lehman, Jack. He got through that inning on just 12 pitches, and the struggles continue for Beaver here through one batter into this second.
Nice lead over at first for Kanapke as Beaver winds and fires off speed to Solomon. He cuts and misses for strike one.
Beaver already over 30 pitches for this game, and we're just two batters into the second.
Mormon at third, looking for the bunt for Houston. A ball and a strike, because that one is off the edge of the plate. 1-1 is the count on Solomon, the nine-hitter, center fielder, senior for Lehman Catholic. Beaver fires, and Solomon powers one high and deep to center field. Wynn holds it up. Center fielder for Houston retreats. Steiner is there. He's got it. Quick throw back to the diamond, and Kanapke retreats to first base. without the wind, that ball might have cleared the center fielder, but not this evening.
As you noted in the pregame, Jack, it is blowing basically straight in at us in the field.
Yep. One down, one on for Lehman, top of the second. We turn the lineup over for Hayden Seaver. Catcher for Lehman squares to bunt. Runner goes, and he got a tremendous jump against Beaver. He slides, didn't have to in easily as the throw bounces into second base. Another steal for Lehman Catholic, which had a big one in the first inning. And the count goes to 2-0 on the batter Seaver. Both pitches upstairs. Here's the windup by Beaver. Looks back at second. And Seaver clubs a foul to the screen. The count is 2-1. Beaver pitching, Seaver hitting. I was playing tricks on myself, thinking I was screwing up there for an instant, Bryant. But we've got some rhyming going on. Beaver fires, yep, just below the letters. Inside after the plate, a strike. 2-2 on Seaver. Runner at second for Lehman. Top of the second inning. Lehman 3, Houston nothing. Beaver stretches. High fastball lofted along the right field line into the Houston bullpen. Out of play, foul. Count remains 2-2. Runner at second is Seth Kanapke, who walked and stole second for Lehman. First batter in the order, third hitter in this inning for Lehman is Seaver, who peers up at a pitch at shoulder level and takes it for ball three, and it goes full. 3-2 on Seaver. Beaver fires. There's a ball chopped in the hole between third and short. Nice play by the Wildcat shortstop. Here's a long, late throw to first, and it hops past the first baseman. Everybody moves up. Runners at second and third for Lehman. That's an infield single, throwing error. That's got to be how it scored. It winds up being a hit for Seaver to deep short, but an E6 on the throw. And now Lehman has runners at second and third. Again, Lehman striking, making a bid to score more here in inning number two. Here is Beaver firing to Lachey. Low inside curveball, and Lachey whiffs, swinging over the top of it. And it is a strike on him. Beaver again to Lachey. Very high, bouncing ball to second, and it takes a wicked hop up and over the head of the second baseman for Houston into right field. Oh, what a challenging play for A.J. Edwards. He appeared to be in line to make the stab about shoulder high, that I couldn't tell if the ball hit the lip where the grass meets the dirt or not, Bryant, but it soared in the air. Edwards had no chance, and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers plate two more runs. Runners were on second and third on that hit by Lachey that took a real unusual choppy bounce, and it elevated over the outstretched glove of Edwards at second, and Houston is down 5-0. One out for Lehman here in the top of the second inning. Lehman is in the lead 5-0 over Houston. Conference on the mound here for the Houston Wildcats. Head coach Dan Barker is out there. This so unlike Luke Beaver, who has thrown extremely well here in the last few outings. Plate umpire now is meeting the conference, and we'll try to get players back to their positions. Bryant, let's take a short break. We'll return. Top of the second, one out for Lehman. Cavaliers on top already, 5-0 over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Here is Seth Kennedy in the right-hand batting box for Layman Catholic, and he fouls right below us. It missed our window by just 3 or 4 feet, Brian.
What is it with this year, Jack?
Close calls numerous times.
Yeah, that's got to be like the third or the fourth, I think.
No balls, two strikes, nothing on Kennedy. There's a bouncing ball to short. Houston shortstop charges, no play at second. Late throw to first, got him by a half step. Woo, it looked like Layman might beat it. Well done by the shortstop for the Wildcats. Luke Krim had no play at second. Runner at first was speeding toward the bag. Had Krim gone there, he would have missed him. Instead, he went to first, and it was a low throw, dug out nicely by List, and by maybe less than a half step. The batter runner, Kennedy, is retired for Layman. Runner down at second now for the Cavaliers in the person of Seaver. And here is J.D. Barhorst in the box. And he swings and lofts a high foul right back over our head. Strike one. 5-0 Layman. 3 in the first. A 2-spot here in the second. 2 down. A runner in scoring position. Very vertical stance by Barhorst, who swings and clubs one out into short right field. Houston's right fielder coming on, calling for it. Catching is Tanner Voisard for the out. But again, Layman does damage. Going to the bottom of the second, Layman Catholic 5, Houston nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Well, through an inning and a half, Layman Catholic 5, Houston nothing. In that last half inning, Layman scored 2 more runs on 2 hits. Cavaliers now have 5 runs, 4 hits in this game. Houston nothing across. Wildcats went down in order in the bottom of the first inning. Houston will go 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup here in the second. It will be Deanhart, Mormon, and List as they come calling.
Now, through 2 innings, Houston has given up as many runs today as they did last night in a close 5-2 loss to Fort Laramie.
Yep. Yeah, 3 unearned runs given up by Houston spelled the difference in that game last night at Fort Laramie. Now, Corbin Schmiesing, very few pitches in the top of the first. What was it, to a dozen or so, Bryant, for Schmiesing to open the game?
Yes, he is right at 12.
Uh-huh.
And Beaver now at 48.
Whew. What a contrast. Bottom of the first, Houston's Ethan Deanhart, left fielder, junior, in the right-hand batter's box. Open stance. Schmiesing starts him off. Breaking ball. Low and away. Ball one. 1-0 on Deanhart. Schmiesing swings into action. Fastball. Yes, sir. Outside corner at the belt. One of each. Love the way these high school hurlers, Bryant, get the ball back from the catcher. And the next pitch is on the way.
I've said a couple of times this year, you don't need a pitch clock for high school baseball.
No. Breaking pitch is rolled foul toward the Lehman dugout. Count one and two on Dienhart. Schmiesing has an accomplished breaking pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss as Dienhart swiped at it over the top of it. He is out. Second straight strikeout for Schmiesing for Lehman Catholic. Third baseman Jacob Morbin, a senior, batting for the Wildcats. Outfield straight away, fairly deep for him. Third baseman for Lehman, Kennedy, is up at the edge of the grass. There's a low outside curveball delivered by Schmiesing, 1-0. Morbin, slightly closed stance, looks at one up and in. That delivery missed, 2-0. One of the rare times in the first five hitters that Schmiesing has fallen behind in the count, maybe the only time so far. There's a fastball through the heart of the plate, and it's two balls and a strike on Morbin. Shortstop very deep. Lachey is almost in short left center field for Lehman. That one is far outside, and it misses the mitt of the catcher. Seaver for Lehman rolls to the screen. 3-1 count on Houston's second hitter here in the second inning, Jacob Morbin. And that one's behind the helmet of the batter, Morbin. Ball four, he's on. First base runner for Houston, which hopes to start to chip away against that Lehman 5-0 cushion. Bottom of the second. One on, one out for the Wildcats. Jeff List steps in. Sophomore first baseman. Stands about 6-2, short lead at first for Morbin of the Wildcats. Way over toward the second base bag is List, or I should say is Lachey, the shortstop for Lehman, as that throw to the plate by Schmiesing hits the batter in the small of the back. And assistant coach King walks to the mound for Lehman Catholic as all of a sudden Schmiesing has lost his touch for the Cavaliers. Two on, no one out for Houston. Or I should say a two on, one out for Houston. Here in the bottom of the second, Lehman 5, Houston nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, long-time veteran head coach, now Lehman assistant Dave King, heads back to the dugout after the Cavaliers had a lengthy conference at the mound. Two on for Houston, a walk, a hit batter, 1-0, now 2-0, and Reagan Steiner, left-handed swinger for Houston. He's in the box as the Wildcats hope to cash in and put a dent in that 5-0 deficit. Lehman on top. Schmiesing into the stretch. The pitch to Steiner. Here's a bunt attempt at the plate, fouled off the foot of the catcher. And the count is 2-1 on Steiner. Critical stretch right here in this game for Houston. If the Wildcats want to get back into the thick of it, you would think Houston would need to score a run or two here and take advantage of the two-on-one-out situation. Swing and a miss. Roundhouse cut by Steiner. Breaking ball by Schmiesing. And he's got a good one, Bryant. His off-speed is undetectable. He comes plateward with that same delivery all the time.
Well, he is having a great sophomore season, and we're getting a look at his ability here today.
The 2-2 pitch is over the shoe tops of the batter. And beyond the catcher Seaver for Lehman, everybody moves up on the bases. Morbin to third, List to second, and it's a 3-2 count on Steiner.
A huge pitch coming up here.
Mm-hmm. A single plate's a couple. Left-hand batter Steiner. No stretch for the pitcher Schmiesing. He winds, fires, and Steiner uncorks one to deep right field. It's well hit. The right fielder for Lehman retreats, and he can't get a glove on the ball. It's over his head, rolls to the edge of the warning track. It's relayed by Lehman across the field to third base, not nearly in time. A triple blasted to deep right by Reagan Steiner of Houston. Man, did he ever mash that one.
Yeah, that would have been close to a ball that would have bounced to the fence in a normal high school field. Kanapke was playing up on that, and he was probably just about 3 feet or so, I'm guessing, from grabbing the ball. If he'd have been a little bit further back, maybe.
Yep,
but it's tough playing in a minor league park like this. The outfielders, a lot more ground to cover. A lot of choices to make for the coaches on where they want to position them, too.
Yeah, plenty of real estate behind the right fielder. And as you said, he nearly caught up with the ball, an over-the-shoulder try, missed it by a few feet. Good effort in deep right by Brunner of the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. And now Houston has a third run down at third base. The count of ball and two strikes here in A.J. Edwards of Houston, who would love to put the ball in play and score one more. Schmiesing winds, fires. It fouled to the screen, and it remains 1-2.
Well, the Wildcats needed something there, and Steiner came up with a nice hard hit. Exactly what they needed in that situation.
Yep. Boy, he turned on that inside pitch, and he drilled it to deep right, a long three-bagger. Here's a high curve. It stays upstairs. And it's 2-2 on Edwards of Houston. Runner at third for the Wildcats. Bottom of the second. Lehman leads 5-2. Houston has played it a couple and cut the deficit to 3. Another foul to the screen as Edwards hangs tough. And the pitch count in this inning for Schmiesing, not economized like it was in the bottom of the first.
Right. He's at 21 now this inning, 33 overall.
Here is the 2-2 pitch to Edwards of Houston. Low in the dirt for ball three. 3-2 on him. Tanner Voisard on deck. Lehman scored 3 in the top of the first, 2 in the top of the second. Houston has roared back. The Wildcats have put a couple on the board, trying to make it a third. Here's a curveball bouncing to home plate. Smothered. Nicely done by Seaver. It's a ball and a walk. Bases on balls delivered to Edwards. First and third now for Houston. One out, bottom of the second. And you would think Edwards might be off and running. Just one down, infield, a double play depth. Tanner Voisard, the right fielder, sophomore, in the right-hand box for Houston. He squares to bunt and fouls it behind home plate in the air, not catchable. Interestingly, Bryant, these two outfields have been playing hitters entirely different. Lehman's outfielders, a good several steps deeper than Houston's, still the right fielder Brunner, could not catch up with that long triple off the bat of Steiner. A lot of room for a short single to drop in beyond the infield dirt. Schmiesing throws that ball, lights on the ground in the left-hand batter's box, and romping in easily from third base is Steiner. And strolling on down to second is A.J. Edwards on the wild pitch.
Yeah, that was the most wild pitch that we've seen today, for sure.
Isn't that something, how Corbin Schmiesing, after a very quick first inning, has just lost it here in the bottom of the second? And it's a 5-3 game. Lehman up by a couple. Here's Voisard with a 1-1 count. Fourth run for Houston out at second. Schmiesing looks back, pitches to the plate, low and away, ball two. 2-1, the count on Voisard. Sophomore right fielder for Houston. Schmiesing, fastball upstairs, missed. Three balls and a strike, 3-1 on the hitter. Lachey, the shortstop for Lehman, cheating near second, playing cat and mouse with the runner. There's a fastball strike looked at, and it's 3-2. Count full on Voisard for Houston, bottom of the second. Houston has scored three. Lehman leads 5-3. Pitch to Voisard. He squares and he bunts the ball in a 3-2 pitch. Back to Schmiesing. He's off the mound like a cat. Throws it to first for the out. Runner moves ahead to third. As Houston attempted to catch Lehman napping, might have been able to do so, but it was bunted a little too directly back to the mound.
Right.
So Voisard is out 1-3. And a runner is now at third for Houston. Luke Beaver, leadoff hitter in the order for the Wildcats, and the Houston pitcher looks at ball one, low and away. 1-0 on him.
Schmiesing now over 30 pitches in this inning and now over 40 in the game.
He disdains the stretch. Out of the windup he throws, and it's chopped foul right behind home plate. And it's a ball and a strike on Beaver. 5-3. Lehman leads. Lehman with 3 in the first, 2 in the second. Houston 3 here in the bottom of the second. Runner at third, 2 down. Pitch to Beaver. It's over the top of his head. And it's ball 2, strike 1. Schmiesing's control really sharp in the first. Not so much here in the second. Here's the 2-1 pitch of the plate. Beaver swings at a high fastball. Doesn't get a piece of it, and it goes to 2-2. As Schmiesing on the mound for Lehman, reach back for a little extra on that delivery. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Beaver swings at a two-seamer off the plate outside and can't spray it foul, out on strikes. Good pitch by Schmiesing. Fine comeback by him, but Houston does tally 3. We go to the third. Lehman 5, Houston 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Another Rushi sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing, brand new on Scores Broadcast. Glad to have Francis Manufacturing aboard, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established way back in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, offering skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. First batter for Lehman, top of the third, is Ethan Stiver, the second baseman, and Luke Beaver for Houston on the mound is ahead of him, 0-2. There's a curveball, curling in and over the high inside corner. The hitter for Lehman, Stiver, didn't like that decision by the home plate umpire. It was too close to take, and he's out looking on strikes. Here's David Brunner. Tell you what, Brian, Houston's made the most of one hit so far in this game. Just one hit, a big one. That was a long triple by Steiner in the bottom of the second.
And a great start by Beaver here. He couldn't have asked for a first batter. That was a nicely pitched three-strike strikeout.
Here is David Brunner for Lehman, looking at one behind his head and then one on the other side of the plate down and away in the left-hand batter's box thrown by Beaver. And the count is 2-0. 2-0 pitch up and in, ball three. Brunner, the batter for Lehman, way up in the count, 3-0. Outfield straight away for Brunner, who looks at strike one as Beaver pours it in there. 3-1 on Brunner. Beaver fires. Fastball up and in, ball four. Base on balls, and that is the fourth pitched by Beaver in this game. He walked a couple in the first, one in the second, and Brunner now here in the third. And here's Corbin Schmiesing, the Lehman Catholic pitcher. Like he throws, he bats right. Pitch to him is towered out of play to the right, foul into the stands. No balls and a strike, nothing in one on Schmiesing. Runner at first, Brunner for Lehman. These high school teams, Bryant, boy, when they get runners on, they try to take advantage.
Yes.
And move up 90 feet quickly with a steal attempt. Here's the pitch to the plate to Schmiesing. And it's chopped over the third base coach Brunswick of Lehman. Foul. And it's nothing in two.
Nice crowd here tonight by both teams, Jack. From what we can see, we can't really see much behind the plate, but a good crowd down along the baselines near the dugouts. Interesting how many are sitting down there and not behind home plate.
High fastball to Schmiesing. He looks at it. Ball one, strike two.
Yep. What's your preferred seat for watching a game?
Right here in this press box. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Schmiesing. Runner going. It's high and inside. The throw down a second late as Brunner stole on the ideal offering from Beaver. It was off speed up and in. And stealing second base is Brunner. Schmiesing looked at ball two. It's 2-2. Beaver stretches, looks back at second, throws to Schmiesing. Off the plate outside. Fastball, 3-2. Yep, a smattering of blue and gold along the left side of the complex here at Day Air Park behind third. Swing and a miss by Schmiesing. Beaver got him with an off-speed breaking ball. One down. Runner still at second. Two away for Lehman. Top of the third. And we've got some red, white, and gray behind the Houston dugout behind first. It is a beautiful night for high school baseball. This may not be topped the rest of the spring and summer.
Right. Perfect temperature.
Strike one called on Seth Kanapke with a runner in scoring position for Lehman. Beaver wheels into action. Oh, he hummed that one right past him. Nothing in two.
Nice stop by Day Air Park here on Sunday night when Botkins played Lima Perry. It had rained earlier in the day on Sunday, and man, was it humid that night.
Swing and a miss by Kanapke. Beaver is trying to return to his form of the last few weeks as he came back strong in the third inning. One left for Lehman, which didn't score. We go to the bottom of the third. Lehman 5, Houston 3 on scores, broadcast.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
The Houston Wildcats bat here in the bottom of the third inning after Wildcats pitcher Luke Beaver fanned the side in the top of the third, striking out Stiver, Schmiesing, and Kanapke. Brunner, the second hitter, had walked and stolen second. But Lehman didn't score. And now Houston, trailing by just two, bats in the bottom of the third inning. Lehman had a 5-0 lead after one and a half innings. Houston struck for three in the bottom of the second. And the Wildcats bat here in the bottom of the third. Luke Krim leads off, and he swings and misses twice. The second one was in the dirt, low and away. Nothing and two on Krim. As Schmiesing for Lehman tries to settle down after a rocky second inning, when Steiner for Houston smashed a triple over the head of Brunner and Wright. That scored a couple, led to a three-run inning for the Wildcats in the previous frame. And here's strike three called. Excellent pitch by Schmiesing to Krim, who watched it go by, and it was in there. Krim had been out back in the first on a play from third to first, and now Rusty Vandenhoevel, who struck out to end the first, bats for Houston, and he looks at strike one called. Second pitch, a high floater, and it's one of each on Vandenhoevel, who has played pretty deep in left and center by Lehman outfielders Kanapke and Solman. Wind gusting a little harder into the press box, and the batter is hit up around the shoulder area as Schmiesing for Lehman plunks Vandenhoevel for Houston, and he moves on down to first base. Tying run at the plate for Houston, trailing 5-3, bottom of the third, and Ethan Deanhart steps in. Throw to first base, runner back. Infield at third, looking for bunt. Here's the throw by Schmiesing to first, and it short hops. The first baseman gets away, but the runner for Houston had gone down into his slide and couldn't get up and go in time. First pitch had to be thrown to Deanhart. Runner at first, Vandenhoevel for Houston, which trails 5-3, bottom of the third. There he goes. It's a high pitch to the plate. Throw down to second is a little offline. Might have gotten there at time, but in time, I should have said. But the second baseman for Lehman missed it, and the runner for Houston is safe.
Yeah, I think that would have been in time, Jack. But
yep, sure would have. Runner at second for Houston. The count nothing and one on Deanhart for the Wildcats. Vandenhoevel occupies second base. There's a ball wrapped on the ground between third and short into left field. Lachey, the shortstop for Lehman, couldn't get to it. Here's a long throw to the plate. Does it dip the runner? No, it's a whiff on the tag. The runner for Houston came in standing, and it appeared from here that Hayden Seaver, the Lehman catcher, clearly missed the runner. The runner didn't go down on the slide. That might have helped the runner, because with the big step, the hop took the foot over the tag attempt. Massever, the layman catcher, Cavalier bench, not pleased with the call. Ball was there in plenty of time, but the home plate umpire signaled defiantly safe. And from our vantage point, Bryant, boy, that was the correct call.
Yes, absolutely, yep.
There was no tag applied, and I'm telling you what, from the third base dugout, the angle would be completely different.
That is true, yeah. Yes.
And Coach Brunswick came out to check with the plate umpire. Assistant Coach King did previously, and the two coaches for Layman got the same answer.
Kinger was a little more heated when he came out, though, Jack.
Well, I will say this. The runner should have been out. Here's a foul bunted up the first baseline. So yeah. to recap, Deanhart for Houston clouded a single hard on the ground between third and short. Big gap over there as Lachey was shading second. Runner scored from second. Ball was there in time. Tag was just missed. And on at first with the single is Deanhart. Here's Mormon rolling one to short, fielded by Lachey. Lachey makes the turn, or I should say Lachey flips it to second. The turn is made by the second baseman out at first on the back end of the double play. It was mighty close at first base, but the batter runner Mormon was nipped. Good play by Lachey at shortstop, an even better pivot by Stiver, the second baseman, but the Wildcats come back to tally one. We played three. We've got a close one. Layman 5, Houston 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, this is not an atypical line score for early in a high school baseball game. 5 runs, 4 hits for Layman, 4 runs, 2 hits for Houston, 9 runs in the game, just 6 hits. We've had stolen bases, walks, hit batters, a couple of errors, and some timely hitting by both teams. And once down 5-0, Houston is within a run thanks to getting one more in the bottom of the third. 5-4, Layman, as we play now here in the top of the fourth inning. And the batter for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Nathan Solman, has a 1-1 count. And he fouls out of play over the Layman dugout to the left, and it's 1-2. Beaver for Houston got on a roll in the third inning after a shaky first two frames. He struck out the side in the third. There's a pitch just a smidgen high, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2-2 for the Houston pitcher Beaver on Solman, who flied to center in the second inning for Layman. There's a check swing, and it's ruled a swinging strike, and it's an out, and that's 4 Ks in a row for Beaver for Houston as Solman goes down. One up, one down for Layman. And we go to the top of the lineup for Layman. It is Hayden Seaver, the catcher, who's walked, singled, advanced to second after his base hit on an error by the Houston shortstop on a poor throw.
And the last four Lehman batters retired have been strikeouts.
Yep. Here's the ball bounced on 1-2-3, hops to short. Nice play by the Wildcat shortstop. Roaming toward the second base bag, Luke Krim guns down the batter runner at first.
Now Beaver has definitely settled down here. He is at 72 pitches after having a rough first two innings. But the last 1 2/3 have been very smooth.
Smooth-looking play at short by freshman Krim of Houston on that last Lehman batted ball. Here's Lachey hitting for Lehman in the top of the fourth with two down. There's a ball missing high. Then he backs away from a curve, but it caught the corner. A ball and a strike. Lachey for Lehman has walked and singled on a wicked hopper over the head of the Houston second baseman, Edwards. Ball two and strike one. 2-1 on Lachey. Slightly open stance. Feet spread apart. Swings from the left side. It's fouled straight back to the screen. And it's 2-2. Outfield deep and around to the right for Lachey. So much room down the left field line. Houston's left fielder is well off the stripe. Dienhart over in left center. And here's the ball pitched to Lachey and looped a humpback liner into left center, charging the outfielder for Houston, and he can't catch it. It hits at his feet. It's smothered out there, but Dienhart looping single by Lachey, who so far in this game has a couple of base knocks and a walk, a perfect 2-for-2, batting well over 460 on the year for Lehman. He's aboard with two down, and Seth Kennedy steps in from the right side. There goes Lachey. It's a wild pitch to the screen, and Lachey might turn around second and go to third. He does. To the backstop goes the Houston catcher. A late throw down to third base as Lachey didn't waste any time. The ball went all the way to the backstop, the pitch to the plate, and Lachey, who was off and running on the pitch home, wheeled into second, and he turned on the afterburners. And he is at third with two away for Lehman Catholic in the top of the fourth inning. And the count is a ball and a strike on Seth Kennedy.
Lachey was able to take advantage of knowing where this game is being played.
And that pitch hits Kennedy on the left shoulder. So a two-out rally for Lehman here in the top of the fourth. Runners at first and third. I'm not sure how you'd score that situation, Bryant, on which Lachey advanced for two bases. Do you give him a stolen base and then third and a wild pitch? Or does he move up two bases on a wild pitch?
I'm looking at the Houston score through Game Changer here, and he just gave him third on a passed ball. He was off and running, like you noted, but still.
And off and running again is the runner at first base for Lehman. It's Seth Kennedy, and he goes in standing up at second without a throw. And now Lehman's got runners at second and third with two away in the top of the fourth. Lehman leading 5-4.
Yeah, great running by Lachey regardless, Jack. So much more ground behind the plate here in a minor league park. A lot more than what's at a high school park.
Yep, good observation, because at Lehman or Houston, there's no way you go from first to third on that.
Right.
No way.
But he got to second, and he kept going, knowing that he could make it, and it was not much of a question that he was going to be in there at third.
And then Seth Kennedy's hit by a pitch. He steals second without a throw. And the count now, two balls and a strike on J.D. Barhorst. There's an outside fastball, punched to the right side, directly at the second baseman for Houston. It's gobbled up by A.J. Edwards on to first for the out. Edwards to List, and Lehman is stopped here in the fourth inning without scoring. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Lehman still leads 5-4 over Houston on scores.broadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Well, the Houston Wildcats have shut out Lehman the last two innings, and now Houston down 5-4 has got a chance in the bottom of the fourth to pull even. Lehman once led 5-0, 3 in the first, 2 in the second. Houston came back with 3 in the second, 1 in the third, and the count is a ball and a strike on the Wildcats' first hitter, Jeff List, in the fourth inning. List wears 31 on his back. 6'2" frame at the plate. Sophomore. Here is Schmiesing, winding, firing, curveball. What a bender. It froze List. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Outfield very deep in left for List. Schmiesing, another hook. Swung on by List. And it is a skyscraper to second. It's in the air forever. The second baseman for the Cavaliers steps into the outfield. It's Stiver, and he sticks up the mitt and gloves it for the out. For the out. List popping to second. And here's Reagan Steiner. He's got the big hit in the game for Houston. He played it 2 runs in the second inning with a long triple over Brunner's head and right. Schmiesing to Steiner, up and away for a ball. Steiner, just a sophomore, he'll remember that hit for a long time to come as he clouted one over the head of Brunner, who is now playing him about a dozen steps deeper in right field.
Yes.
2 balls, no strikes, 2-0, is Schmiesing through a curve around the plate outside. 2-0 pitches, a strike, center cut right down the middle, 2-1. Bottom of the fourth, Lehman 5, Houston 4. Third baseman Kennedy on the edge of the grass for Lehman as Steiner looks at one low and in, and it goes to 3-1. Shortstop for Lehman, Lachey, has a tendency to play way over toward the second base bag. Of course, Steiner is a left-hand batter. And that pitch to the plate is ruled a ball, as the catcher for Lehman, Seaver, held the target for a few seconds. Umpire kept shaking his head. It just missed by a half inch or so. Lehman bench not pleased with the ball four at all either. And now Houston's got the tying run down at first with one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here's A.J. Edwards for Houston, looking at a pitch just off the plate wide. Looked like the plate umpire just about swung up the right arm and called that a strike. The pitcher for Lehman, Schmiesing, froze an instant. 1-0 on Edwards. Runner at first for Houston, which is down a run, 5-4. Let's see if Steiner's off and running. There he goes. Swing and a miss at the plate. Throw to Lachey is a good one. The tag is on the money. Out at second base. Well done, Lehman Catholic. That's how you execute an out stealing.
Yes. Well, they're able to get out after thinking that Steiner did not get a ball on that last pitch. I did think it was one. Ginger was definitely not happy about that. But he came out shortly after Jack, and I saw him give the instructions to the layman infielders to be ready for that, and they were.
The count, a ball and two strikes on Edwards. No one on now. Curveball. Oh, what a hook. A sweeper out of the hands of Schmiesing. The sophomore flips in a curve, and caught looking is Edwards. Three batters hit for Houston in the fourth. A walk, a runner thrown out, stealing. We go to the fifth. It's Lehman 5, Houston 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Hey, we've been doing business for over 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Stylists include Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We will create beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway. Top of the fifth inning. As the pitchers for these two teams, Houston and Lehman, start to get in grooves. Neither team scored in the fourth. We're stuck at 5-4. Entering the fifth, it's a ball and a strike on Lehman's new hitter, Ethan Stiver, the second baseman, who's got a sacrifice fly and a strikeout so far in this game. Way up at third is Mormon for Houston, and the pitch to Stiver is tapped that way, foul. 1-2.
And we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Wildcats. Adam Edwards is in there. Beaver is back at shortstop.
Okay. Adam Edwards in. Beaver's reach count, pitch count probably reached, what, 70 to 80 something, maybe, Brian?
I'm going to check that right now. Yeah, 85 he left the game at.
Almost guessed it. So Edwards on the mound for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, known as AJ. It started the game at second base. The count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 on Stiver, who starts the fifth inning for Lehman. At the way the first two, three innings unfolded, I thought it was going to be interesting to see which team went to the bullpen first. There's a ball fouled out of play along the right field line, back into the picnic area out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes still, 2-2 on Stiver for Lehman. And it's A.J. Edwards on the mound now for Houston in relief of Luke Beaver, who threw scoreless innings in the third and fourth. In fact, in his last two frames, he struck out four layman batters. So Beaver now at short for Houston. Here's the windup by Edwards. Pitch to the plate. Off speed. Swing and a miss. Stiver was fooled.
A beautiful pitch. Nice start by Edwards.
Number 18, A.J. Edwards. Now, I may be wrong, Bryant, but I'm going to guess that Krim, the shortstop for Houston, slid over to second. That would be my thinking.
You are correct, yes.
Here's David Brenner stepping plateward, and he pulls a hard ground ball foul just outside of third between Coach Brunswick and the line. No balls and a strike on Brenner. Brenner has grounded to third and walked so far in this game for Lehman, which leads 5-4 in the top of the fifth. And you might say it's only the fifth inning, but in a seven-inning ball game, it's starting to get late.
Yes.
Left fielder for Houston pulled around to the left. Shortstop Beaver has the ball tagged over his head into left center. It's up the gap. Let's see if the batter runner Brunner can dig hard for second. No, he puts on the brakes. A long single into left center. And an outfielder for Houston may have shaken himself up a little bit going for that ball in the gap as Deanhart and Steiner converged, as the ball was stung off the bat of Brunner into left center for Lehman. He's at first base, and here's Corbin Schmiesing, who has started on the mound for Lehman in this game and gone all the way. Breaking pitch, foul to the screen. A.J. Edwards with a steady diet of breaking balls for the Wildcats. Again, third baseman for Houston, Mormon, in at the cut of the grass. Outfield is fairly straight away for Schmiesing. Time is called. No balls and a strike on Schmiesing. Runner at first. Brunner gets a lead. That's an insurance run Lehman wants. He may be taking off. Nope. Pitch is very high and inside. 1-1 the count on Schmiesing. 5-4, top of the fifth. Lehman in the lead by a run. Lehman scored three in the first, two in the second. Houston three in the second, one in the third. Breaking pitch, low and away. Here's the runner stealing. Throw down to second. It's just a shade late, not in time. Good slide by Brunner. The throw from the catcher bounced, and the tag was applied a fraction of a second late. Good call by the base umpire. Steal of second base by Brunner, and the count is 2-1 on Schmiesing. Edwards throws it up and in. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. 2-2 on Schmiesing. Lehman would like to play add-on right here. Runner with a lead at second. Edwards into the stretch. Fastball up and in again. Swing and a miss. Well done by Edwards as he powered a couple of high inside four-seamers. And the hitter couldn't catch up. Big strikeout of Schmiesing. Two strikeouts for Edwards in this inning in relief of the starter Beaver. Runner still at second. Here's Seth Kanapke. There's a wild one. That one is 8 feet off the ground, in the air, through the left-hand batter's box, all the way to the screen. And the runner on second coasts into third easily. Runner at third with two out for the Cavaliers. And it's a 5-4 game. Houston does not want to allow that runner from third to sneak in. It's Brunner down at third. The pitch by Edwards off the plate outside. And the count goes to 2-0. All of a sudden, Edwards has lost his touch on the mound. a lead at third for Brunner.
Got to keep your wits about you as much as you can, and he does there. That was a nice place pitch for a strike.
Yep, well done. Outside corner above the belt, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Konepke. Runner at third, two down for Lehman, which leads 5-4, top of the fifth. Ball swung on by Konepke, and it's lifted high in the air behind second base. Second baseman Krim calling for it for the Wildcats. He snatches it, and the inning is over. Lehman, for the third straight inning, doesn't score. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Lehman 5, Houston 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Oh, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts on DeWalt power tools, plus free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware are one half the cost of what the big box stores cost you. And you can save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets too. Special pricing and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about the Jackson Center Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, your one-stop shop for home improvement. We make buying hardware easy. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. Well, Houston's down a run, bottom of the fifth. And it's Tanner Voisard, the right fielder, against Schmiesing of Lehman. And there's a ball chopped on three hops to the second baseman for Lehman, who strolls to his left in the hole. It's gloved nicely by Stiver onto his first baseman for the out. It's snagged there by J.D. Barhorst, and there's one down for Houston in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here is Luke Beaver for the Wildcats. Started the game on the mound, gave up five in the first two, then settled in through two scoreless frames in the third and fourth. Beavers grounded to short and struck out. One out for Houston, bottom of the fifth. Lehman leads 5-4. Pitch to Beaver, fastball just off the plate outside, and it's 2-0. 2-0 on Beaver, outfield very deep. Pretty much straight away in center field is Solman, and here's the ball pounded through third into left, hit by Beaver. Boy, he scalded that one. Third baseman Kennedy reached for it. It was by him in a heartbeat. Wow, that ball was blasted off the bat of Beaver. Hard hit single to left. Here's Luke Krim for Houston stepping in, tying run at first. We'll see if Beaver takes off. Here's a lead by Beaver, throw, and he slides in back safely. Luke Krim, who moved over to second from short, previous inning for Houston, is in the box. Fastball low, Beaver's off and running, and he had that beaten easily even had the ball not short off the catcher, he would have made it, maybe even without a throw. Beaver, with real good wheels, is down at second, and that is about the sixth stolen base in this game. It's a 1-0 count on Krim. Make it 1-1. That's a strike called at the knees. So a single by Beaver, who laced one to left, then a stolen base by Beaver on a pitch that got away from the catcher, Seaver. Here's a ball tapped to the mound, and one bounce to Schmiesing. He throws to third. Poor base running by Houston, and Beaver's caught in a rundown, and he's tagged out. Lachey nails him for Lehman, and there are two down for the Wildcats.
And more good infield defense there by Lehman. Rough break for Houston, but they're still not out of it completely with a runner on first here. Two outs now, though.
Well, that was an alert play by Schmiesing, the Lehman pitcher. He was probably made aware of the attempted advance by Beaver by his infielders. And Beaver was in no man's land. You simply don't take off for third on a bouncing ball to the mound,
right,
unless it gets through the pitching circle and bounds out towards second base. The count is a ball and a strike on Houston's new hitter, Rusty Vandenhoevel. Krim is down at first. That's the tying run for Houston. And you can bet he might be heading towards second on a steal attempt. Here's a low pitch to the plate. It's smothered by the catcher, but gets between his legs, rolls behind him, out of the batting circle, and getting down to second base is the runner Krim for Houston. And that's probably a pass ball. It looked like the Lehman catcher had it stopped. And now Houston again has the tying run at second. 2-1 count on Vandenhoevel, and it's upstairs for 3-1. Steals, wild pitches, fastballs galore in this game. A lot of movement on the bases. Here is the 3-1 pitch to Vandenhoevel. It's upstairs for ball four. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lehman 5, Houston 4. And here comes assistant coach King to the mound. And let's see what results from this. We'll return to tell you about it in a moment. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lehman up a run on Houston 5-4. Two down, two on for the Wildcats when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Up the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Bryant, appear to have made a pitching change on the mound. The count, no balls and a strike on the Houston hitter with two on and two out in the bottom of the fifth, and Lehman up a run, and the count is now a ball and a strike, 1-1 on the batter for the Wildcats. It is Deanhart, two men aboard. There's a ball smashed to short in the hole and in the left field. Runner on second for Houston makes the turn. He comes plateward. Here's the throw to the plate. It's a beauty. The tag by Seaver. Got him. Wow, well done by the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. And coming down from the third base coaching box is the Houston head coach, Dan Barker, to question. It looked like the runner from second was just nipped. His leg was sliding through that right-hand batter's box, getting close to home plate when the catcher Seaver applied the tag. The ball was hit so sharply to left, it got out there in a hurry. And the tying run for Houston is stopped cold right at home. We've played five. Lehman hangs on to a slim one-run margin. Cavaliers 5, Wildcats 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Well, neither team has scored in the last two innings, and Houston's attempt at tying the game failed, trying to score a run from second on a two-out base hit there in the fifth. And the runner was nailed by an eyelash at home. Very close call. It goes Lehman's way. I made an oversight in the bottom of the fifth inning. Schmiesing remained in. He was not replaced. We overlooked the fact that that was indeed Schmiesing's number on the back of the jersey, as he did remain in to finish the inning after the long conference engineered by assistant coach Dave King of Lehman. And Lehman wriggles off the hook thanks to a rundown between second and third and an out at the plate. New hitter for Lehman hits a little pop on a bounce. It is rolling out towards second, and it, or I should say, it's in the air. It didn't hit the ground in front of home plate, and it's caught very nicely by the Wildcat second baseman. Good job by Krim, as Solman hit a little pop. He was fisting that ball off the handle, didn't get much steam behind it, and the second baseman Krim for Houston came racing in behind the pitching circle and caught the little bloop. And then the next hitter for Lehman Catholic, the leadoff hitter in the order today, Hayden Seaver, drives a liner into right center over the head of the second baseman for Houston. And it's a long single into right center field, as running over to cut it off on the play is the right fielder for the Wildcats, Voisard. And Voisard stops it, keeps it from rolling between him and the center fielder, and it's a long base hit for Seaver, who's on at first, and you can bet he's going to be tearing off for second. Lachey, real good hitter at the plate for Lehman.
Maybe I am.
The freshman batting up around 470. There goes the runner at first. The throw to the plate is, or I should say, the pitch to the plate is wide, and the throw down to second is also wide, and it's a stolen base for Lehman. So it's a steal for Seaver. He's down at second. And Lachey swings, and the left-hand batter slices one to short left. Coming on is Houston's left fielder. It's Dienhart, motoring in to get it waist high. Good play. Runner for Lehman hangs on at second base. Two down now for Lehman here in the top of the sixth. Lehman clings to a 5-4 edge. Here's Seth Kennedy stepping in now for Lehman. Again, the Cavaliers are trying to play add-on, leading by one. Into the stretch is Edwards for Houston. Breaking ball, outside corner, no. A ball and no strikes. One and nothing on Kennedy. Kennedy so far in this game, singled, has been hit by a pitch, and grounded short to first. Just missed low and away again. It's 2-0 on Kennedy for Lehman. We are in the top of the sixth inning. Lehman up a run, 5-4. Edwards stretches, pitches, strike on the inside edge at the waist, and it's 2-1. Lehman with a runner out at second base in the person of Seaver, who singled and stole a bag. Lachey then lined out to short left. Foul to the screen, and the count is even, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Kennedy. Shortstop Beaver very deep for Houston. Playing right in the middle spot between second and third, but very deep. Here's a ball nubbed towards short. Beaver charging. He gets it, but cannot make a play. Fumbled it momentarily. Did not have a good option at first. Held onto the ball. Wise move. Runners at first and third now for Lehman in the top of the sixth. Cavaliers lead it 5-4.
Yeah, if you don't think you can get a good throw off, don't force a throw there that could wind up in a dugout or something.
So Lehman has now totaled 8 hits in this game, 5 runs, 8 hits. Houston 4 runs, 4 hits. Here's J.D. Barhorst with runners at first and third. And Kennedy's on at first for Lehman. He may very well be going, testing whether or not Houston will throw through or not. Here's a sharply hit ground ball toward third. It's past the third baseman to deep short. Beaver with a backhand stop. No play again. Run scores from third. It's 6-4, Lehman. Back-to-back infield hits by Kennedy and Barhorst for the Cavaliers as that ball was perfectly placed just to the third baseman's left.
Yeah, Moorman could not get to it. Beaver had to make a diving stop. He was not that far from left field. And again, a smart move there not to try to throw that to first. He got up and looked. He knew he couldn't make that. And if you go up and fire one, Jack, you're just risking it going out and the runners in this case advancing even further along the bases.
Right. The count is a ball and a strike on Lehman's new hitter with two on. A run in for Lehman, which is on top now 6-4. Here's Ethan Stiver, a sacrifice fly and two strikeouts. And here's a foul off the mask of the catcher for Houston. And the count is now a ball and two strikes, 1-2. 1-2 on Stiver.
But after Lehman's initial difficulties hitting, Edwards, the heart of the lineup there, was able to get the bat on the ball. Lehman adds some insurance here and tries to get some momentum back, heading into the seventh.
Three hits for Lehman here in the top of the sixth inning. Runners at first and second. The pitch to the plate is trickled foul off to the left. 1-2, a ball and two strikes on Stiver for Lehman Catholic.
Still no reason for Houston to panic, as they've got two more innings of work at the plate themselves. Two runs, not at all impossible of two, a gap to come back from.
Right. Two on, two out for Lehman. Here's the pitch to Stiver. Yep, it's on the inside corner. The hitter, Stiver, leaned away. Plate umpire rings him up. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Lehman plays add-on with a run in the top. Lehman Catholic 6, Houston 4 on scores, broadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
It is 6-4, Lehman over Houston, bottom of the sixth. Wildcats hit here. What fooled us, Bryant, an inning or so ago, that we thought momentarily that Schmiesing had been replaced. The roster shows him as wearing 20. Well, he's had 18 on his back the entire game, and when we saw a glimpse of 20 on the mound after a Dave King conference, we thought maybe for a hitter a pitching change had been made by Lehman, but it was not. I tell you what, Schmiesing, the sophomore, has done yeoman's work. Where is his pitch count now? He's 1-1 on Houston's hitter Mormon in the bottom of the sixth.
He is at 87 right now, and yeah, very good game so far. And he's battled through some adverse situations, too.
Yep.
After giving up those runs there in the early innings, he's bounced back. Two straight innings now that he hasn't given up any. He'll try to stretch that to a third here in the sixth.
A foul ball to the screen, and then a big swing and a drive to deep left by Mormon of Houston. And what a catch on the run back near the warning track. It's hauled in by Seth Kanapke of Lehman. Boy, he got on his horse. He galloped to a spot about 300 feet from home plate and stared at. That ball was hammered by Mormon of Lehman, or I should say by Mormon of Houston. Catch is made. One down for the Wildcats here in the bottom of inning number six. And the first pitch by Corbin Schmiesing of Lehman, delivered to List, is a curveball, and it's a called strike. Well, put an asterisk by that flyout. It goes down as a put out by the left fielder for Lehman, but highlighted, it was a fine play. And if it gets beyond the left fielder for the Cavaliers, Kanapke, it goes for more than likely a triple. List is down, a ball and two strikes. Corbin Schmiesing has really thrown maybe like three separate games here for Lehman. He started strong, then had a rough patch. And he's bearing down again, striking out List on a high fastball. Two outs for Houston in the bottom of the sixth inning. Sophomore Corbin Schmiesing, 3-4 on the year. Now pushing 50 innings on the season. He is four outs away from gaining a triumph on the mound, and he throws a breaking pitch at the letters to Steiner for Houston, and it's a strike called. Steiner has a triple and a walk. He drove in two with that blast over Brunner's head in right field back in the second. Strike two called. Schmiesing is in a groove with that breaking pitch. Nothing and two on Steiner. Schmiesing's curve is low, and it's 1-2. Bottom of the sixth, Lehman 6, Houston 4. No one on for the Wildcats. Lehman added an insurance run in the top half. Bouncing ball to the plate, and it's two balls and two strikes on Steiner. Outfield way around to the right for Steiner. And we've got, what, Bryant, a good 150 feet or more of vacant space off the left field line?
Yeah.
And here's a pitch to the plate, missing downstairs again. It's 3-2 now. Steiner was behind 0-2. It's now 3-2. Lehman up a couple runs, 3-2 pitch to Steiner. And he wastes that one, fouls it into the Lehman dugout to the left. Count holds at 3-2. Don't forget, on Thursday night, it's Fort Loramie and Rushi from Rushi. Can Fort Loramie win the Shelby County League outright, or will Rushi get a share of the championship? 3-2 pitch to Steiner. Schmeezing fires. Way up high for ball four. He lost him. And you can bet the scrappy Reagan Steiner will be off and running on one of these first couple pitches to the plate. Here is A.J. Edwards. He's got a walk and a strikeout so far in this game for Houston. Two outs, runner at first, Steiner. Pitch to Edwards. Is pounded to left center field. It's pretty well hit. Center fielder is into the gap and dashing to the ball and catching it for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers is Nathan Solman, robbing the hitter of a base knock that might have scored a run had it gotten down and gotten between the left and center fielders. But Houston is denied in the bottom of the sixth. We go to the seventh. It's Lehman 6, Houston 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Now, thanks so much to a new sponsor, J&J Brodigam in Sydney, the specialist in underground plumbing. Don't sweat it, just jet it with J&J Brodigam. We also say hello to these anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten started without the help from Local some 17 years ago. And Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. High quality furniture priced right. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. And Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the delicious Big Boy and pumpkin pie. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? Leadoff hitter for Lehman Catholic in the top of the seventh. Spanks a single back up through the middle, rolling into center field for a base knock. That's a hit for Brunner to start the seventh. And Lehman has now totaled 10 hits in this game. Here's Schmeezing, who might be bunting for Lehman, which is up 2, 6-4, top of the seventh. Here's a lead by Brenner. Schmiesing does push it toward third. Nicely done. And the third baseman swipes at it with the mitt but cannot make a clean play.
Well, Lehman in business here in terms of getting some insurance.
I think
they added a run last inning. Now you've got two on with no outs here.
I think Mormon probably gets an out at first base if he gloves it properly the first try. But his stab was no good. I've got an E5. I've got a, you know, sack bunt E5 for the hitter.
And the Houston game change score did the exact same there, Jack.
Likewise? Yep. Okay. Well, Lehman's now got two on, none out. Top of the seventh. Lehman up 2-6-4. We'll note an E5 and a sack bunt for the Lehman pitcher, Schmiesing. That'll bring up Seth Kanapke. Two on, nobody out. Conference on the mound for Houston. Wildcats down 2. They'll have a chance in the bottom of the seventh after Lehman hits. We'll return momentarily on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, we can expect another bunt right here from Lehman, which has runners on first and second, already leading 6-4 in the top of the seventh. Seth Kanapke steps in from the right side. On deck, Nathan Solman. Down at second base, David Brunner. At first is Corbin Schmiesing, the Lehman pitcher, who gave up 3 in the second, 1 in the fourth, and Schmiesing, to his credit, has bared down and kept Houston off the board in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. Here's Kanapke for Lehman. Mormon up at third for Houston. Bunt back to the mound. Edwards has it. Fields dishes on to first. Yes, for the out. Well done, though, by Lehman as they execute the sack bunt. Two sacrifice bunts in the inning for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. And now Lehman's got runners at second and third, one away. And here's Nathan Solman, infield in for Houston, which would prefer a strikeout here, or maybe an infield pop-up. Edwards into the stretch, pitching to Solman. Curveball grounded to third. Play at the plate. It is high. Off the mitt of the catcher. Gets away. Run scores from third. Runner on second scoots to third. And the batter runner, Solman for Lehman, winds up at second base. And it has not been a good inning for the Houston Wildcats. Throwing error, E5. It looked like a throw chest high or lower, and it was going to be a tag out at the plate. Runners now at second and third for Lehman. Another run in, 7-4 lead. Lehman has banged out 11 hits in this game. Lineup turns over for Hayden Seaver at the top. Infield still in. Seaver takes one in the dirt. Edwards pitched it down and in, and it's a ball and no strikes. Lehman tries to break it open here in the top of the seventh inning.
Yeah, that was a tough call for Mormon. That ball comes right back at you. You see your catcher right there. But that is why they teach you to go for first, get the sure out.
And the pitch to Seaver is grounded through the drawn in infield on the left side. It's a hit to left. Another run dashes in. 8-4 Lehman. Perhaps Beaver at normal depth makes a good backhand play, gets an out at first, but he was up snug, had no chance. That ball was past him. Single to left by Seaver. 12 hits in this game for Lehman, which is on top 8-4. Runners at first and third. Just one out, and Lehman's best hitter swings now from the left side. It's Turner Lachey. Runner going at first, and Lachey fouls to the screen. Looking ahead, Houston will have 8-9-1. Edwards, Voisard, and Beaver in the Wildcats' seventh. It is a four-run spread. Houston cut it to 5-4 after three, after trailing 5-0 in the bottom of the second, but Houston couldn't score in the fourth, fifth, or sixth innings of this game.
Now, that is odd, isn't it, Jack? Five runs by Lehman, then four runs by Houston, and now three runs by Lehman.
And the home plate umpire calls time to meet with the base umpire, and they have a brief discussion and rule that the pitcher for Houston must have balked because everybody is advanced, and Lehman scores again, 9-4. Runner on down to second. And here comes the base umpire to chat with Dan Barker along the first baseline.
You talked about Schmiesing having pitched almost three games a bit earlier, Jack, and it's almost like Lehman as a team has played three different games here today.
Yep.
Hot start, strong finish. They were a bit iffy in the middle. You credit Houston for being able to put the ball in play during that stretch as well. But Lehman is doing what is most important in any game, and that is finishing well here. Schmiesing has been good the last couple of innings on the mound, and Lehman has started hitting again.
9 runs, 12 hits for Lehman. 4 runs, 4 hits for Houston. Lehman with just one out still. Runner at second. Top of the seventh. And in this frame, Lehman has scored. The scoreboard reads 8 or 9.
9.
Here's a steal attempt at third on the next pitch of the plate, and it is missed by the third baseman in his mitt and out, rolls behind. Runner would have been safe anyway, easily. Runner on the ground at third, pops up for Lehman, can't come home. Runner at third now for the Cavaliers. That balk by Lehman enabled the Cavaliers to tally run number 9. 9 runs, 12 hits for Lehman. 4 runs, 4 hits for Houston. Infield up on the left side. Nothing in 2 on Lachey. Lehman with a runner all the way around to third again. Low and inside, a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Lachey. As Lehman continues to play add-on with a big seventh inning. Now the second baseman for Houston does advance forward. It's Krim. Beaver, edge of the grass at short. Lachey bounces to Krim. He tries to make the short hop play, bobbles, gets it in time. Snap throw to first for the out. Run scores. That was out number 2. And it's 10-4 in favor of Lehman. The ball handcuffed Krim. Runner on third got a good jump. I don't think there was a potential play at the plate.
No.
But once Krim mishandled it just for a brief instant, his only option was first, and he got the out there, 2 away. Now the hitter for Lehman Catholic is Seth Kennedy, who hits a high fly ball to left field. Should be a very easy one out there for Dienhart. He's camping under it. He's got it. And Lehman is finally retired here in the top of the seventh after scoring 4 more runs to up a 6-4 advantage to 10-4 as we head to the bottom of the seventh. Wildcats come to hit for the last time on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Tanner Voisard bats for Houston in the bottom of the second inning, seventh inning, I should say. What a job of Corbin Schmiesing of Lehman Catholic. Four scoreless innings tossed in a row. A strike called and then a bouncing ball foul at the end of the Wildcats dugout. And it's nothing and two on Voisard. Only four hits allowed in this game by Schmiesing. He had a wild spell in the second. Had a couple of walks, hit batter, wild pitch. Did strike out two in that frame. Gave up a long triple off the bat of Steiner of the Wildcats to produce a couple runs. Houston scored one more in that inning and added one in the third. Schmiesing has been on a roll since the fourth. His pitch count's got to be over 100 by now, Bryant. 2-2 count here on Voisard of Houston. Curveball outside, just missed by a hair, and it goes full.
Now that was his 106th pitch today.
Okay. 106 for Schmiesing, who fires to Voisard. Swing and a miss. He went down after a two-seamer and couldn't get it. 3-2 pitch results in a strikeout. And that will bring up the top of the order, Beaver for Houston. Beaver is grounded to short, struck out and singled so far in this game. And Beaver swings and hits the ball sharply to center. It is a clean single out in front of the center fielder. Solman for Lehman Catholic rolls to him. He scoops it up and fires it back in. Beaver hangs on it first with a single into center, and Lehman Catholic's assistant head coach Dave King is going to make a pitching change. Schmiesing won't finish. One out, one on. Great job, though, by Corbin Schmiesing, the sophomore for Lehman Catholic, who will leave with a 10-4 lead. One out for Houston, one on. Bottom of the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Up a pitching change for Lehman Catholic with one out, one on here in the bottom of the seventh for Houston. And it looked like the relief pitcher came in from the bench. Thought he did. Or is that Brunner the right fielder?
I believe it's Brunner going by the rosters from today that they gave us. Now, Layman, these are their alternate uniforms, and that's why we were a bit confused earlier. We had mistakenly thought Schmiesing was wearing his normal number 20 when we thought they may have made a change earlier. No, Schmiesing stayed on. It was 18 in these alternative numbers. And looking at what they gave us here today, it is Brunner, David Brunner, in.
So Brunner's on the mound, trying to close it out for Schmiesing. Schmiesing went 6 1/3 for Layman Catholic, gave up 4 runs, 5 hits. And Brunner inherits a man at first base for Houston, which is down by 6 with 1 out in the bottom of the 7th. And the first pitch is far outside to Luke Krim of Houston.
Brunner has pitched 22 1/3 innings this year. He has a 3.76 ERA, 22 strikeouts, and 22 innings of work.
The pitch to the plate results in a throw behind the runner at first, and then taking off and getting into second easily is Beaver for Houston. That's a meaningless base runner at this point in the game with Layman up 6. The count is a ball and a strike on Krim, the batter for Houston. Beaver, by the way, 2 for 4 in this game in the leadoff spot for the Wildcats. And Krim digs down for a low one, comes up empty, and it's a ball and 2 strikes, 1 and 2. 1 out for Houston, bottom of the 6th inning, or I should say bottom of the 7th inning. Layman leading 10-4. That offering is low and away, and it's 2 and 2 on Krim. Krim has struck out, grounded at third, and reached on a fielder's choice on a bouncer to the mound that resulted in an out on a rundown between second and third. There is strike 3 called to Krim as Brunner bears down and gets a heater on the outside corner, and there are 2 down for Vandenhuvel. He comes to the plate for the Wildcats. Last out of the game for the red and white. 10-4 lead for Layman. Strike called as Brunner zipped another one in there. Nothing in one on him. Or I should say nothing in one on the Houston hitter, Vandenhuvel. Brunner, a token look back at second. Whips a pitch in there. High fastball. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Nothing in 2 on Vandenhuvel. 2 out, bottom of the 7th. For Houston, Layman leads at 10-4. This was a tight ball game at 5-4 through the 4th and 5th innings into the top of the 6th when Layman scored 1 to make it 6-4. Layman busted this thing open with 4 in the top of the 7th. The count now a ball and 2 strikes on Vandenhuvel. Brunner fires. Fastball spoiled, sprayed foul off to the right, still 1 and 2. 1 and 2 on Vandenhuvel for Houston, who tries to keep the 7th alive. Outfield deep. High and in fastball, 2 and 2 on the hitter. All of a sudden, the scoreboard ball strike count disappeared.
2 and 2.
Yes. Plate umpire recognizes that and signals 2 and 2, so everybody is certain. There's a strike 3 called knee high down the middle, and the hitter for Houston, Vandenhuvel, caught looking. 2 of them go down taking strikes in the 7th. A couple of big punch outs. Well, 3, in fact, as Brunner strikes out the side in the bottom of the 7th inning for the Layman hurler. Nice job by Brunner in relief of Schmiesing. Schmiesing got 1K, and then Brunner got 2 more. And Layman Catholic defeats Houston here at the Dayton Dragons Day Air Park in downtown Dayton by a 10-4 count, getting a fine start from sophomore pitcher Corbin Schmiesing. And the Layman Catholic Cavaliers bats warmed up and cranked out 12 hits. We'll return to wrap it up in a moment. Back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And we welcome you back to Dayton Dragons Day Air Park in downtown Dayton, where the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have defeated the Houston Wildcats by a final score of 10-4. Houston had owned a two-game win streak over Lehman, knocking off the Cavaliers the last two seasons. However, here today, Lehman turns the table on Houston and wins it by 6 runs, exploding for 4 in the top of the 7th to break this game open. Houston on the year is now 4-16. Lehman advances to 500 at 9-9. Lehman Catholic next plays at Covington on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Houston Wildcats are home on Thursday to Jackson Center. Looking ahead to tournament action, Lehman plays Mississinewa Valley at home in Division IV tournament play. That's next Monday at Lehman. And then Houston's first tourney game is against Valley View on Monday. That's in Division III. Wildcats are a Division III baseball program. Houston plays Valley View next Monday. Should Lehman win, Lehman will get Fort Loramie next Wednesday in Division IV. Houston, with a victory over Valley View, would play high seed Indian Lake on Wednesday in Division III tournament play. Our next coverage comes up on Thursday when Fort Loramie travels to Rushi. It's a big Shelby County Athletic League game. Rushi Raiders have lost once in league action. That to Fort Loramie at the Redskins baseball complex, 6-1 a few weeks ago. We covered that game, and we are on site at Rushi on Thursday night for the return match between the two. Bryant, your star of the game, Lehman with 12 hits, 10 runs. Corbin Schmiesing, 6 1/3 on the bump. The Cavaliers got some timely hitting. Opened it with 5 runs in the first 2 innings. That's the way you win baseball games. Close out the contest well, put the game away in the top of the 7th inning, which Lehman did.
They absolutely did. As you said, they were up 5-0 before we went into the bottom of the second, but Houston scored 3 in the bottom half, then 1 in the third. That made it a game. But as you noted, Jack, they closed out extremely well, 1-6 and getting those 4 insurance runs in the seventh to pull away with it. Houston had 4 runs on 5 hits. They committed 4 errors tonight. Lehman had 10 runs on 10 hits and committed 1 error. For my Clancy's star of the game, Corbin Schmiesing, it was a good game, Jack, definitely. But looking over the stats, I'm going to give it to the catcher, Hayden Seaver. He had a good game at the plate. He was 3-for-4 with 1 RBI, also drew a walk. He scored 4 runs, so he scored every time he was at the plate. And he had a good game behind the plate as well. Stopped some balls from getting by and becoming troublesome, and he also had the 1 throw out of a runner attempting to steal today on a nice play Langman had in the middle innings as well. So a nice game by Hayden Seaver. I say he is the Clancy star of the game today.
Yes, Seaver, catcher for Langman, hits in the leadoff spot. That's unusual, but boy, he fills that role beautifully.
Yes, and that's exactly what you want, what he did today, yep. Scoring 4 runs in that position, getting on base 4 times.
And last 3 times up, single, 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 5th, 6th, and 7th. Hayden Seaver, catcher for Lehman, our star of the game. Brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
In addition to the 3 hits by Seaver for Lehman, Turner Lachey had a couple of hits batting in that second spot. David Brunner also had 2 hits for Lehman in this game. Brunner closed out the game on the mound, getting the final 2 outs. And for the Houston Wildcats, a big 2-run triple in this game in the second inning from Reagan Steiner. Leadoff batter, starting pitcher Luke Beaver had 2 base knocks in this contest. Next broadcast, again, it is on Thursday night, late Thursday afternoon, early Thursday evening. First pitch at 5, on the air at 4:25, Fort Loramie at Rushi. Join us then for all the action. Lehman Catholic victorious here tonight over Houston. Beautiful weather conditions. Keep our fingers crossed for a repeat on Thursday for that Rushi Fort Loramie game. Bryant really enjoyed it tonight. A lot of fun here at the Dayton Dragons Day Air Park.
Yeah, I love any excuse to come down here, and this is a great venue for high school games as well. Not just the minor league games that are normally here, but I wrote a column about that actually in the Sydney Daily News a while ago, how much fun it is for the kids to be able to play here. You know, they take photos of the teams in front of the scoreboard before the game here, and they really roll out the red carpet. So it's a great program that the Dragons have here for high school teams to be able to play. And I know every coach I've talked to about it has loved coming down here. And I think since I've been here the last 5 or 6 years that all but maybe 1 Shelby County team has played down here.
Okay.
So
yep.
Everyone loves playing down here for sure.
And our perch to broadcast the game from is ideal. We're not quite directly behind home plate, a little off to the right, but a super vantage point. In fact, I don't know if I could have called balls and strikes tonight, but I certainly had every out safe call at the plate correct.
Yes, that's for sure. Yep.
Thanks so much to Luke Groneberg, who is alongside here in the press box at the Dayton Dragons Day Air Park tonight. Bryant Billing alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer, final time, saying goodnight from here at the Dayton Dragon Stadium, where the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have defeated the Houston Wildcats by a final score of 10-4.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.